Thanks for downloading the SWS Radio podcast. Now, my name's Scott Harold. I do the morning show on SWSRadio.net every day. If you enjoy these discussions, I'd invite you to stream our show live, or you could donate to help this podcast grow. Today, we're talking with singer and songwriter Jason Gray. You probably heard his songs like Good to Be Alive or Remind Me Who I Am or Glow in the Dark that we play on SOS all the time. But Jason, you actually grew up with a speech handicap. And I love what 2 Corinthians says, where my grace is sufficient for you. My power is made perfect in weakness. Paul's saying it. You know, therefore, I'm going to boast all the more gladly about my weakness so that Christ's power might rest on me. Jason, since you've had trouble with the stutter since you were a little kid, he's like, these physical limitations, they could deter someone, but you say, hey, bring it on, God. I'm just sharing my heart. I'm sharing my music. It's almost like he challenged you.
I can stop pretending and I can actually bring my heart to a moment like that. When we can bring our hearts to a moment, I think that's holy ground, you know, and our weaknesses make that possible, I believe. And they also, if we lean on our own strength, the Lord will allow us to do that.
Yeah.
And if we do that, that's, we already know what we're going to get. If I do that, what I'll get is the best that I have to give, right? But if I lean into my weakness, it becomes this kind of, gives me access to a strength beyond myself, you know, and there's magic there. You know, there are things that can happen there that they can only happen because the Spirit is alive and working in our weaknesses, you know, so.
And sung a lot of songs about pain over the years that you've gone through. And so often, you know, we do everything we can to avoid pain at all costs. But pain can actually be one of the greatest teachers. It's funny because a lot of times when we're trying to avoid things, we miss some of the biggest blessings of what God's working and what God's brewing behind the scenes.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I've got a song I completed a week ago about that, actually. And just I'll speak more about it after the break. So
stay tuned.
Downloading audio
nonstop.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast.
We're talking to Jason Gray live on SOS Radio, guitar in hand this morning. Thanks for coming in early today, Jason.
Oh man, thanks for having me.
And awesome. We were just talking about how we work so hard to avoid pain at all costs. And usually when we're working hard to avoid pain, we're missing what God's brewing. It's like during those times of desperation, we don't want to miss the message. Otherwise, they keep coming back full circle sometimes.
I know, right? If we don't learn the first time, you know. And the weird thing about avoiding pain, you know, like we're so afraid of pain. I think that's where a lot of our anxiety comes from. So many people wrestle with anxiety, myself included. A lot of that comes from we're so desperate to avoid pain that then we just have this heightened sense of anxiety. It's a trick that we play on ourselves, you know, where our attempt to avoid pain causes us a lot of pain, you know. But pain is it's necessary. It's good, you know, and when we can begin to embrace that, I think we're able to calm down a lot, you know, and receive what the Lord has for us in those moments. Language helps me a lot. When I hear the right language about a thing, it reorders things in my mind. Like, have you ever had the experience of hearing the right words at the right time? That, you know, you're confused, your mind is cloudy, you're afraid, and then somebody speaks the right words to you, and it brings a lot of clarity and like, oh, okay, you know. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the songs I'm working on for my next record is about looking for the kind of language that I've needed over the years. This is a brand new one. Well, here's the thing that I heard that really helped me. That transformation happens when we are moving along the spectrum from order into disorder into reorder.
Ooh.
And that's how it works. We think things are great. All right, I got this dialed in. All of a sudden, chaos happens, you know. Oh no, I feel pain. It seems like everything's going wrong. Does that mean that God has abandoned me? Does it mean that I've made him angry? Does it mean he doesn't exist? Oh no, you know, we go through those experiences. But when I began to understand that disorder was a necessary part to get me into reorder, then I stopped being afraid when chaos would hit, you know. I'd be like, oh wow, okay, things are going wrong. That must mean reorder is just around the corner. You know, I'm being made new.
Talking to Jason Gray live on SWS Radio this morning. I like that. Order, disorder, reorder. That's a good perspective when we're just going through challenges and we're going through this tough news cycle and we just feel like, everything in the world just feels broken. You try to make sense of some hope, but everything just keeps pulling you back in that cycle.
Unless a kernel of grain falls into the ground and dies, how is it going to become what it's supposed to be next? You know, so this is the pattern of our renewal. We go through hardship. I'm sure you've been through enough storms of life to recognize that the person you are before the storm isn't the same person who comes out the other side of the storm, you know? And that's because, you know, there's something about a storm, especially as we put our hope in a resurrected and resurrecting Savior, you know, it's transformational.
So a few minutes ago, Jason, you were telling your story about having a speech handicap since you were a kid. Now, is the difference between a stutter in speech and then singing fluidly, is that like a breathing thing?
It's weird, right? Yeah, it's one of two things possibly. It's kind of mysterious. Part of it could be a breathing thing, like whatever you have in your brain that tells you to breathe while you're speaking, I don't have that. So like I have to concentrate really hard. If I work hard to breathe while I'm speaking, I'm much more fluent, but it can come apart pretty quick, obviously. There we go. Part of it is you sing from a different part of your brain than you speak, you know, so it's, I could sing everything everywhere I go, but I think that would be more awkward than the actual speech handicap. So
life in jingles with Jason Gray.
This guy like right in a musical? Am I in a musical right now? What's going on with this guy?
Yeah, I like The Greatest Showman. It worked for Hugh Jackman.
That's true. A lot of things work for Hugh Jackman that I don't think will work for me. So, but
well, thanks for taking some time. Thanks for waking up early and hanging out with us today. Jason Gray on SOS Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Thanks for downloading the SOS Radio podcast. If you enjoy the discussion and want to help the podcast grow, you can make a $10 donation through sosradio.net or inside the SOS Radio app. Thanks for your generosity. It helps us experiment with new things and keep the discussions fresh.